This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thanks for joining us here on The Morning Run on this Wednesday, 20th February. I'm Julian Ng, joined by Joyce Goh and Sharis Abdullah. Now, let's take a quick look at what happened in the international markets yesterday. All the three main markets in the United States, the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, they closed only slightly higher. And in Asia, the markets were similarly quite tepid, with the KLCI up about 0.8%. So KL actually sort of bucking the trend a bit with stronger rises.
Yeah, and worth mentioning other markets as well. Shanghai Composite, they inched up by less than 0.1%. The CSI up slipped by 0.2%. Moves were similarly muted around the region. Japan's Nikkei rose by 0.1%, and South Korea Kospi down by 0.2%.
Well, looking at some international headlines, trade talks resumed today in Washington, and the U.S. wants China to stay away from the, from competitive devaluation of the yuan. And the U.S. has been asking China to stabilize the value of yuan as part of trade talks between both of them. And the move is aimed to mediate any efforts by the Chinese to devalue its currency to counter the Trump administration's tariffs.
Yes. And also, there's the Honda is going to apparently shut down their plant in UK. So moving away from Swindon back to Asia and this is going to cause, I think, jobs worth around 3,500 people. So, but according to them, it's not as a result of Brexit. It's more because of technology and trends are changing, moving towards electrical cars.
Absolutely. I'm sure that a lot of people will link this to Brexit. 3,500 jobs affected, with another 3,000 at risk. The other big news is that Apple is shaking up its leadership, and this is just sort of spooking out the rank and file over there. Because they're not used to frequent leadership changes.
Also in the news, HSBC reported lower than expected fourth quarter profit yesterday. This is due to choppy financial markets, this whole US-China trade tensions, but also the uncertainty surrounding Brexit.
Yeah, and then we're moving on to BHP as well. Now they have chalked up an 87% rise in the first half net profit, but sounded a warning over the US-China trade conflict. It's the best first half number in 4 years, and up sharply by the year earlier, about $2 billion.
Yeah, this is interesting because for many years, the commodities market, and BHP is a bellwether here, has been in the doldrums and languishing for many years. The other big news, of course, Karl Lagerfeld, the iconic Chanel fashion designer, has died, and overnight trading in LVMH has actually, the stock is up slightly to 297 euros. Oil prices also hitting a three-month high, buoyed by production cuts led by OPEC, and the Brent and the WTI are now both testing major resistance zones around $65 and $55 respectively. On the line here to comment more about this, we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lender Wealth Management in New York. Dodge, thanks for joining us. What do you make of these oil prices at the three-month highs?
Well, good morning. Two factors are really occurring right now. Number one, traders are eyeing the talks between the U.S. and China for signs of progress on trade that could ease worries about energy demand and boost crude prices. So from as we are now, unless there is really negative news out of the developing trade talks, this will be considered a non-negative factor and so will support potential increases in oil prices. The other and the most important item that this is going to support is what has happened to OPEC. Saudi Arabia has cut its production by more than the required level, also serves to offset the lack of compliance by countries such as Iraq. So crude oil volumes shipped from Saudi Arabia fell in the first half of February to 6.2 million down from 1.3 million barrels. So that's rather significant. And the fact that it does make up for some of the other countries which are not adhering to what was agreed to does help. Now, we're looking to see what countries are being affected by this. We see U.S., India, Thailand, South Korea in particular. But it's clear that OPEC and Saudi Arabia in particular is going to continue to keep its production down, which will help the price of oil. So right now what we're seeing is the global factors are not negative, and as long as they stay not negative, it will be positive for oil prices. We look at U.S. oil over here. We see West Texas International crude futures have developed an inverse head and shoulders, and so it's trading now around 11.78. We expect it to get back above the 200-day moving average. So this is quite positive from a trading point as well.
Well, Dodge, connected to this, the U.S. Commerce Department released data last week showing that retail sales, including internet-based sales, were down despite the holiday season. So from oil, we're moving to retail. With that in mind, what can we make of Walmart's earnings that recently just came out that was better than expected?
Well, I think we have an awful lot to thank Amazon for. Walmart should sit down, write a very nice letter of thank you to Amazon, because now Walmart has overtaken Apple to be the third largest e-commerce retailer behind eBay and Amazon. But Walmart, this is a very new area for them, and the fact that they've had to address the competition from Amazon has got them back on their toes, as opposed to just sitting back and relaxing and enjoying their leadership. They do have good management, and now it's up to management to invade the territory that Amazon and eBay have been so successful. But they come to the table with a different set of strengths than Amazon and eBay, so this may be quite positive, so we'll watch. In terms of their store sales, yes, they rose 4.2%. That's really good. But it was helped by Fed officials distributing food stamps early during the partial government shutdown. It also was helped by the retailer Toys R Us, their demise. So there's some real reasons for the increase in the store sales. But what we're really going to watch is the online sales and how they're going to compete against Amazon. Now, we do see some benefit to their grocery sales, grocery delivery, and this is playing right into Amazon and Whole Foods. So this is going to be an interesting competition. I do not give Amazon and eBay the ultimate championship on this. I think Walmart comes to it with really good management skills, a good history of being able to adapt to the market, and that's what it's doing now. But we have to see. We just have to wait and see if they can.
Thank you so much for those views. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lander Wealth Management, talking to us all the way from New York. And what do you know? Walmart has overtaken Apple's market capitalization.
Yeah, so it's not looking very good for Apple. And I think just earlier we were speaking about how they're reviewing their leadership and so forth.
Absolutely.
I think, yeah, so there's a good reason for that, I guess.
Yeah, well, Dodge spoke about e-commerce. I guess the main push for Walmart's strong earnings this time around is e-commerce. That's not surprising, seeing that in September 2018, that sector expanded by 11%. So it looks like, you know, most major brands have an online presence and they all offer comparable prices. I think it boils down to pricing as well, right? Because from a consumer perspective.
Well, I have to correct myself. I think Dodge was talking about Walmart having to thank Amazon for the fortunes, but the market cap as of now, Apple is still about $800 billion, and Walmart almost one third of that only at about $300 billion. But definitely, the e-commerce within Walmart is going to be a force to reckon with, because they can migrate those traditional brick and mortar offline customers that they have to the online platforms.
Yeah, and I think major brands, all of them, they've started having their online presence, and it's especially Amazon doing quite well.
And yeah, and what Dodge really said was the fact that Walmart had overtaken Apple to become the number three online retailer in the U.S. Not necessarily exceeding Apple's market cap, that will be the day, but just becoming a force to be reckoned with in the retail space.
Yeah,
and Apple, I think, you know, besides they now have to move on from looking beyond iPhone and now start looking at other, you know, sort of development, other innovations. I mean, wearables and all, they're not doing, it's not capturing the target that they enjoyed previously.
7:15, we'll come back with the ECRL, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.